Cliff, another 1-0 victory, second straight win under yourself, and a second straight clean sheet as well. And this ground, Thurrock, is a club and a place that's also familiar with you. Getting 1-0 victories as Haber Swiss manager will be something that you would want to become familiar as well, won't it?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Tommy South and what he's done here. I've spent a lot of time at Thurrock, so it was quite an emotional day for me. The first few games of my management career have all got a bit of history. The first one was my first game. Today, my second game is at the club that I spent the longest time in the non-league. So, you know, putting that to one side, I still had to come here and do a job, and it is one of my favourite results. I do like a 1-0 because everybody wins. The keeper gets a clean sheet, the striker gets a goal, and the rest of the team get to enjoy a win.
And before you were around, and we said last week that the team were sort of letting in two or three goals, but suddenly two clean sheets. But to have a 1-0 victory says a lot about the mentality of the team for having to dig in, because Thurrock gave you a scare 4 minutes from time, didn't they, with the header, and your new boy right back, Charlie Hunter, had to head the ball off the line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to be situations in games where they have to deal with certain opportunities, so you need that bit of luck. And I think had Emmanuel not been switched on at the start, they could have been 1-0 up in the first 5 seconds. So I think he made a really good block in the first few seconds, and soon after that, they kept it quite tight at the back. But the more they sort of pushed and pushed and pushed, you know, something was going to give, and they got their chance, but they didn't take it. So credit to our boys to stay switched on at all times. Even the guys on the post had to stay switched on, and I thought Charlie was superb. I thought Charlie was superb out there. The whole back line have been superb, and you know, they've got to keep going.
Thurrock weren't at the races in the first half. You take that one goal lead into half time. Were you greatly encouraged going into that dressing room at half time? Not only are you you're beating a side that's fifth in the table at the time, but you have a debutant that gets a goal, and you see Thurrock are just not playing to perhaps where their league position would suggest they would do.
Well, that was the thing I was getting from the side. We sort of said you can't really tell that one team's so many places above the other one. It looks even, if not we're stronger, and that shows the transformation in the boys, especially in their mentality, that they're not thinking about themselves as being sort of relegation strugglers. They're now thinking of themselves as, we always knew we were good enough, we just needed a bit more direction and a bit more structure, and we know we can do it.
And Billy Hunt put in the shot. Their keeper parried one-handed to allow Marcel to put it in. Marcel, I think, had a really good game. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, again, the first time he's met everyone today. I've had a brief chat with him. Fortunate someone, you know, of his calibre would come and play with us. And I thought he was superb up there, got himself a goal. I thought every single one of them was superb, and Billy was a threat, as he's been all season, helping us with that effort on goal, and nicely followed up by Marcel.
And are you hopeful that you'll keep hold of Billy?
Yeah.
I believe there's interest in him.
There's been interest in him. As far as I'm concerned, he's a Haybridge player, and he's enjoying his football, and he's enjoying learning my style of play. And, you know, it's interest that is deserved because he's a good player.
And how difficult is it for new players to come in and slot in so well and put in such good performances when they don't really know the people that they're playing in the same shirt as, such as Marcel, and you had two other players, Charlie Hunter, who you've already praised, and you had a centre-back as well?
Yes, I made sure that the people I brought in had a similar upbringing to what I was looking for. So Marcel is a player who's played up front on his own, most teams wherever he goes, so I knew it wouldn't faze him playing up there by himself. Charlie Hunter as well, I've had time with him at Boreham Wood when I was there as a player, and Emmanuel, the centre half, is a left-sided centre-half, which gives you that little bit of balance that you've got, a right-footed centre-half and a left-sided centre-half, and it's just sort of little things that you don't really think about, but it does make a massive difference when it comes to defending, because they're on their natural side and they can either play out or they can clear it first time.
So two straight wins. There's a saying, you know, that things go in threes. So if it's going to go in threes, that's Boxing Day against Malden and Tiptree. First job Boxing Day, I guess, is to make sure you go in the right dressing room.
Yeah, it'll be a bit of a strange one, that one. But, you know, the boys have been disciplined. We kept our feet on the ground. We're not getting carried away. Again, we still have a job to do on Boxing Day. And it's not just going to be a walk in the park. We're not just going to turn up and win the game. We've got a similar philosophy that we took to Maldon. So it's probably going to be one way or the other, because Maldon score a lot of goals and we're trying to keep it nice and tight. So it's either going to be a high scoring game or it's going to be another 1-0, hopefully.
And Maldon have had games recently where they've had players sent off. I won't remind you of one of them, but but do things like that in a local derby add a little bit more needle that that game could have cards, and you obviously won't want them to go to your side?
No. I sort of said in the dressing room after the game, the best thing you can do as a player is walk away whenever the referee starts interfering with the game and putting the whistle to his mouth and stopping the game every 5 minutes. You know somebody's going to get a booking. So for us, you know, keeping our heads and keeping disciplined, I thought because they sort of made it difficult for Thurrock in open play, Thurrock resorted to managing the game a little bit better, being a bit cuter, asking for more decisions every time there was a 50-50 or an altercation, and it's a good tactic. It's you know, it's what happens higher up, and they were really good at it. But and our boys were disciplined, and they kept their shape, and they made sure that they walked away as often as possible, which is what I'm asking them for. On the flip side, at Maldon, you know, we was in a difficult situation when I went there. It was in a difficult situation when we went there, and what we needed at that time was people that were going to get stuck in and put their foot in and sort of go to war. So that's what they've got there now. We've got a little bit of that here, so it could be fireworks, but hopefully they'll keep their discipline on my end.
Okay, and just finally, I've called it on Twitter a happy Swiftsmas. What would your message be to the people that run the club and also to the supporters? What would your Christmas message be? Because obviously this is the last game before Christmas.
But come and cheer the boys on. This is it's since I've been here, it's been a massive team effort. Not just me, not the boys, people behind the scenes as well. Nick, the chairman's been fantastic. Jill's been an absolute diamond for me, and I brought my new team in, backroom staff. So you saw Omar Rizzo and Gavin on the side. Colin Reid was on the side with me as well. And just the input from everyone has just been giving me positive vibes about what's going to happen in the future. And fans just need to come back and support the club again, and let's get this club back where it was.
Okay, thank you very much. Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.